The Gemara says in Brachas of Chapa Mebeis. Amalei Avinu Rabban. Noshim Brachas Mosin Deraisa Derabanan. The Gemara says, if Noshim women are chayiv in Brachas Mosin and benching, is that Mederaisa or Mederabanan? What's the Shaila? So Rashi explains, because the Pasuk that teaches us the chayiv of Brachas Mosin, Shaitan Pasuk, Yechalta V'savata Yerachta Shem Alekecha, the main of the Gemara is to say that the only ones that are mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon Deraisa are the ones that Eretz Yisrael was nischang to him, to them. The way the pasuk says, we're benching also al ha'aretz ha'tayva shenasalach. The main of the Gemara wants to say hatzad that maybe the chiyuv Birchas HaMazon is only to anashim, to men, because we know the Eretz Yisrael was nischalik to only to men, not to anashim. Rashi, Bavan Zakasha, Vimishim Blay Slavchad. We find in the Torah there were some women that also got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but not Slavchad. So Rashi explains Pashit, they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael Mitzad Atzman, they got a chelik Avim him did not lose. Shehoyim Yetzim Mitzrayim. They just Yashin, chelik Avim. Slavchad was the one only person that was Yetzim Mitzrayim that didn't have any sons, so that's why his daughter is Yashin. But we see that women didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. As a man, if one wants to say, they're not chayiv in Birchas HaMazon Mederaisa. What's the other side? If the pasuk says that Birchas HaMazon is totally in Ha'aretz HaTayva Shenasan Lach, what's the other side? Why should women be chayiv in Birchas HaMazon Mederaisa? Rashi doesn't explain. Medrash Sukkah has developed learns that the other side would be Nashim also have a chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was given to Gantz Klal Yisrael. It was Nischalik Lefi the Anashim. It wasn't Nischalik Lefi the Nekevitz. It was Nischalik Lefi the Anashim. But the Maisa Yitzor was given to Gantz Klal Yisrael, and every Isha got a chelik in Yitzor through her husband or through her father. As a man, they also passed on women this Indian of Al-Aretz HaTayva Shenasan Lach. A man has to say that Anashim should be Chayiv Midarais also.
What's Al-Aretz HaTayva Shenasan Lach? Because they can't say it,
those
Islam can't say it.
To be both, but Ramai says it seems the pasuk is telling us that it's telling us the chalta v'sifat v'yarecha shemakecha al ha'aretz.
If you skip those words, you're not getting
to that. So they can't say it.
Where the words came from, I don't know, but that word, if you don't say it, is ma'am.
Okay, but could they still be mechuyiv even though they can't say it? So maybe they still could be mechuyiv even though they can't say it? So they won't be able to say it,
but
they still...
But
it's the
apartment. But this is the question. The chiv is coming out of the chiv is so often.
Yes, so maybe the chiv is only, if you go better, or it's a third, that will be possible.
Rashi just says, why would be the Rabbanan? The Chesiv, Aretz HaTayva Shenasan Lach. Aretz HaTayva Shenasan Lach. The Chesiv, Aretz HaTayva Shenasan Lach. This was Rashi. Rashi is saying that the Torah is Torah, the mitzvah, the Chatzah, the Sevat, the Virachta, in the Chalukas Aretz. The main of this is to say, it's only to those that the Chalukas Aretz was given to them. That's the Gemara Shaila. Right.
Well, like
Kurdish,
they can't say it.
Okay, but I guess there's no Gzeis HaKasa over there to be telling that there's a Pasha Kriya. There's a Pasha Kriya, and they can't say the Pasha Kriya, but they could bring it. But by Birchas Mosin, so we have the Gemara Shailat, the Chayim Midarsim Midarban. So the Gemara says, the Mai Nafkamina, what would be a practical Nafkamina? The Gemara says, Nafkamina, Nafuki Rabbi Nechabasan. If an Isha could be Moitzi Nish, an Isha, which is, if you say an Isha's Chayiv Midarisa, then she could be Moitzi in Ish Birchas HaMazon Tzchayiv Deraisa. But if you say Nish is only Chayiv Midrabanan, then she cannot be Moitzi in Ish Tzchayiv Deraisa. Because a person Tzchayiv Midrabanan cannot be Moitzi someone Tzchayiv Deraisa. They want them to not to double push it. They want to the Klal. The next question is, Kol Shein Mechuyi B'Dava Eini Moitzi Tzchayiv Medeich HaVasim. Anyone who's not Mechuyi in Ezach cannot be Moitzi someone else. This is the most Klal over here. What's Peshat in this Gemara? We know the Gemara says in Sukkah that how you always might see someone, you might see someone you didn't shemek aina. When he hears it, it's as if he said it. The one way to be yetsa brachas and all these mitzvahs and bechas amazin is bedi, but another way is shemeya. If you hear it, it's as if he said it. But we see from this Gemara that shemek aina is not just hearing the word. Shemek aina means you have to hear the words from someone that's mechuy b'dava. If you hear bechas amazin, if you hear the bracha from someone's mechuyiv in the bracha, then you can be yetsa. But if someone's not mechuyiv in the bracha, then you cannot be yetsa. And even if someone's mechuyiv in the bracha midrabanan, you cannot be yetsa You can't be the Yechiyah Deraisa. Because the person who's Yechiyah in the Bracha Deraisa, he has to hear a Bracha Deraisa. Even though he hears the same words, but if he hears a Bracha Derabonan, he's not Yetzer. Okay. That's what this Gemara is saying. So, effective Asher Kasha, the Steve said this from the Feish Gemara Vaita, Dach Memchet. The Gemara Vaita from Memchet says that the Deraisa, to be Chayav and Bechaz Mosin, you have to eat Kedei Sviya. As I will Lashon Apostle, Yechalta Svata Yerachtas. Only if you eat Kedei Sviya, you Chayav. But the Gemara says, but you eat only kazayis, which is not kdei svi, not enough to fill someone up. If you eat kazayis, he's mechuyev to bench only midrabanan. Chazal masak midrais yipata, because the pasuk says only bechalta v'savata yichayev. But midrabanan they mechayev v'chazmazin even if you eat a kazayis. So the Gemara says, if someone eats a kazayis, he's chayev midrabanan, he could be might see someone else who ate kdei svi is chayev deraisa. So from that Gemara, you see that even though someone's chayev midrabanan, he could be might see someone deraisa. Here the Gemara says if an ish is chayav midrabanan, she cannot be meitzinish. Who's chayav deraisa? What's the chelik? So Emperor the Rosh says, "Don't you have to understand the Gemara Vayta? What's the reason why when someone eats a kazayis, he can be meitzi someone? If someone's only chayav midrabanan in bechus mosan, why can he be meitzi someone who's chayav deraisa? What's the type of reason?" So the Rosh, the reason is he doesn't mention, but the Gemara in Sita that the Chana Zayin, the reason is midin avis, midin kol yisrael even zanozeh. In the beginning of Klai Yisrael, the Eivishta put Gantz Klai Yisrael on Hagvizim HaEvil, and the Eivishta made a halacha of Kol Yisrael Eivim Zangazeh. Every Yid is responsible for every other Yid. The Smeit and Alton, Yoshnis and Gashmi, so Yid is Echroi, he's responsible, and Oriv, like a cosign that he has Abbas, he's Mechuyiv to take care of the next person. And that goes on Mitzvahs also. Not only are you Mechuyiv to make sure you're Mekayim all the Mitzvahs, you're Mechuyiv to make sure that every single other Yid is also Mekayim all the Mitzvahs. As a mingla, when you see another year that's mechuyev in bechus a Muslim with their eisa, it becomes your achrayis also. You have to help them. You have to make sure.
Go eat.
Go eat.
More.
I guess. And it's not.
It's
what if there's no food? What if it's not always possible? Maisa, you didn't call so. As Rosh explains, that's how it works. When you see someone else chayiv, really in lamdas it should be the only way you can be might see someone midin shemei kaina is if you were chayiv yourself in deraisa. He has to hear a bracha deraisa to be his chiyah deraisa. So how can he be yitz his chiyah deraisa without hearing a bracha deraisa? Teretz is, you're also mechuyev deraisa, you're mechuyev midin avos. That's how it works. You always might see someone midin avos. You shein mol is, if that's how it works, we can be might see someone who's chayiv deraisa midin koyso even zanazeh. Why do you have to even need a kazayas? The Gemara is mashma that only if you at least chayv midrabanan, then you can make some of the Raisa. But the Rosh is asking that shouldn't work at all, and the Rosh is coming onto a teretz that it works with the novice, so I was like, what do you even need a kzayis for?
The Rosh
does say it should work, right. And he writes, so the Rosh explains that midrabanan, that's midrabanan. Like you were saying, go eat something, the banan war masakin, you have to eat at least the kzayis. But they weren't masakin, you have to eat kadei sviya. Also the kadei sviya, you don't have to eat. But that much you do have to. But on other bichas and mitzvahs, for example, you won't have to eat anything. You could taka make a bichas and mitzvah. If someone else, whatever reason, let's say Rahman's son, someone is sick, he can't make a bracha, and you want to help him, you can make the bracha for him. You could be yitzish and make aina. And even after the Gemara's lashon in Rosh Hashanah, the test is achbi shiyotza maitzi. Even if you were yitz already, you're not mechuyev in the bracha anymore. If you were still mechuyev in the bracha tkishayf or any other bracha, of course, you can make the bracha and you might see someone. That works very easily. Shemei kaina, because he's saying.
Takes
effect even if he can do it. You're still responsible to help. You since you're responsible to help him, you could do it for him.
The question is the guy is if I'm not waiting, the guy is going to end up not benching.
The Rosh says that.
Same exact from our bear.
I think you were reading that into the words. We said, everyone's mechuyev to help him.
No, but
this is what
you
do. The
last sentence, last line.
That's right. Right. So it sounds like only he would be left with an aveir. He wouldn't do it at all. But I believe the halacha is even if he can bench, and for whatever reason you want to be maitzim, you can. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but Agaponim, that's how it works. It works with an avos. Oh, so let's continue the rush. So let's go back to Agamar. Is it an avos that you could be maitzim someone even though you're not mechuyev mideraisa? Why in Agamar the Chacham says, why can the isha who's not chayav the rice, why can't she be maitzim an ish? So for the rush, the solution is. Aber ish ein be khal avs, das is a khidish. Ish is not be khal avs. Kha khin im tsiya na mish khiyev im davan. If she can't be mixed with someone, only someone that's mukhiyev like her, like another lady, another woman who's khayev im davan. There's no avs by Nisha. That's the khayev the rush is saying. To be mixed with a cotton to be mixed with gadol. A cotton also khayev doesn't have an avs. He's a cotton. Okay, so the Dagam of Vava on the side of Shulchan Aruch is printed the Hagayis Dagam of Vava, which is from the Navi Behuda. Navi is Hagayis. The Dagam of Vava learns the Rosh Kipshutai. That the Rosh is saying this Chiddush that there's no Abbas by Nisha. Okay, when the Eishah made Abbas, he made Abbas between all the men, not on the women. And the Dagam of Vava declares. The Rosh is talking about that Isha has no din avos to be might see a man. How about Faket? What?
An Isha
wouldn't need avos, because Isha say one, if you're equal footing, you don't need avos. And Isha can make the bracha shemek aina. She's mochiv in the bracha same as
the.
So he actually claims the other way. He says what you see from this Rosh is that there's no din avos from an Isha to a man. Women are not responsible for men's mitzvahs. Every man is responsible for every other man's mitzvahs, but women are responsible for men's mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah gemara. That's why an isha cannot be maitzi an ish. What about the cat? What about an ish to maitzi an isha? Is an ish responsible for women? Is he responsible for every isha she mekayim her mitzvahs? Does he have a dinavis? That he said. That's the tzarchim by the Zagma Vava. Because that you don't see in the Rosh. And your shayinah is also not shayinah. That he doesn't even clear. But on the chayyah, maybe isha would have a dinavis for other nashim. Let's say a case where a man was yates already. And you want to come out of the house. No. So, it says, the chumra, you should be machmeh, the Dagam Vava says, that maybe the Rosh means that also. The Rosh definitely is saying, according to Dagam Vava, the Rosh definitely is saying there's no din avis from an isha to an ish. An isha cannot be maitzi an ish, mid an avis. But he says, it's not clear, what about an ish to an isha? Is there a din avis from an ish to an isha, and then we should be machmeh and say that according to the Rosh, there's no din avos at all by nashim, and ish cannot be mitzvah isha either by avos. And he wants to say an interesting practical halacha would be: there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kiddush, in Reish Ayin Aleph. The Magen Avraham says the Kiddush. The halacha is there's one of the mitzvahs of Reis is Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Kiddush and Shabbos is Midereisa. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The pasuk says Zochas Yom Shabbos Akadshay. That's the mitzvah to say that you have to remember Shabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? By making Kiddush. That misses mitzvah deraisa. But the Magen Avraham says a Kiddush, v'nirali, it's his own Kiddush, v'nirali, that b'tfin lo yetz mideraisa. Mideraisa, you don't have to make Kiddush al kais. It's also a Gemara Nazi, it's all shayin lo, if Kiddush al kais is deraisa or not. The Gemara b'is a Pasuk, so chayal al yayin, is that zan asmacht or not? Or the whole nusach of Kiddush that we say by Kiddush but is different than tefillah. But the Magen Avraham says the Chiddush, when you daven Maariv, you yotze Kiddush Midraisa. Because already in Maariv, you mention Shabbos. The whole mitzvah deraisa is Zochos Yom HaShabbos Akadshei. You have to mention Shabbos. So you daven Maariv, you said the bracha, Akadosh HaShabbos. So like someone said, you said Vayichul, you said the Pesukim Vayichul, you mention Shabbos. Once you mention Shabbos in Tefillah, you yotze Midraisa. So as the Magen Avraham, if we yotze Kiddush Midraisa in davening Maariv, why do we make Kiddush again when we come home? That's Midrabanan. But the Rabbanan is talking the whole nusach that we have in Kiddush. That's also the Magen Avraham passing. That's also the Rabbanan. The only reason we make Kiddush again is to be Yisrael the Rabbanan. Of a time the Dagam of Ava, what would be if a man, most men daven Maariv before Kiddush, they come home, and what if the wife did not daven Maariv yet? It'll come out that the man is only Mechuyev in Kiddush with the Rabbanan. The wife is Mechuyev in Kiddush with the Reisa. So how could the man be might see the wife is mechuyev in kiddush deraisa? You need avos. You have to come onto the din of kol yisrael even zeh lazeh. Whenever someone's not mechuyev their eisa, the only way he's mighty someone, the Rosh explains is me din avos. But of a time of mavava, the Rosh is saying that there's no din avos by an isha. And we were clarifying, does it work both ways? Does it mean that there's no din avos for an isha and isha also, and you have to be machmir and learn the Rosh that way? There's no din avos there either. Time says zogim mavava that yitaka cannot be mighty a woman in kiddush. In such a case, so thanks to Agamavava, that the right way to do it is make sure the wife daven ma'ariv also. If the wife daven ma'ariv also before kiddush, then she's only mechuyev mizarbanan. So then you don't need avos. So the man comes home, he makes kiddush only mechuyev mizarbanan, and if the wife is mechuyev mizarbanan, it's very easy. It works without avos. We're going to get to that. But Dagon doesn't say that. Dagon Vava says, make sure the wife davens ma'ariv. As I say in Dagon Vava. And I tell this to my base, I ask them, what's the most important theme of the week? If you're going to daven one time this week, which one should it be? You would think, there ain't no women who daven more shachs and milcha, more than ma'ariv for some reason, things are avos ashus. They're more than, but I always say, if you can daven one tefillah, make sure you daven ma'ariv, because you should be yotzei kiddush d'oraisa according to Dagon Vava. The Dagon Vava says, if you don't daven ma'ariv, you have a problem with how you yotzei kiddush. Tefillah d'oraisa every day, okay, but some places can say that for tefillah d'oraisa, especially for noshim, they yotzei ma'idani. To be yotzei the mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa, you have to say one tefillah a day, you say ma'idani, yotzei already. Others tain on that. That tefillah d'oraisa is really three parts. It's shevach. You have to say the shevach dimension. You have to say haidah al ava. You have to be made on something ava, and you have to have a kasha asid. In Shemoneh Esrei, we have all three. We have the shevach, we have haidah moedim, and we also have bakashas. On Shabbos, it's bissel shver. We don't say bakashas. So we have tefillah d'oraisa on Shabbos. I was always wondering, but okay. But akapanim, the kviyets tefillah other ways. Of a Leil Shabbos is a very important Maya between Zog and Mavavik, day to be Yisim, it's a say of Kiddush.
You
can make Bakashas for Ruchnius, yeah. But what if you don't? In the Nusach HaTfilin, we don't really have it too much. Simshon, that seems to be, that's a Bakash right there, more on a Ruchnius than a Bakash. So that's how we use it. Akoponim, this is the Zog and Mavavik, Shita. The Kveiga, and Shuva, the end of Siman Zion, he wants to ding Zach on this Dagma Vava. He wants to say, the whole Dagma Vava is Gaboyt of this Rosh. The Rosh is Sakasha, what's the difference between, how come an Isha is Chayavin, according to the Tzad, an Isha is Chayavin Bechas a Muslim Medabonon, the Gemara says she cannot be Moisi, an Isha is Chayavin Bechas a Muslim Deraisa. In fact, the Rosh Akasha, why is this different than every man who's chayiv in Bechus Mazim Midabon, he eats the Kazayas? He could be might see another man who's chayiv Midarai, so he eats the Kazayas. So the Rosh answers that every ish that's chayiv in Bechus Mazim Midarabon could be might see another ish that's chayiv Midarai, so he's an Abbas, Koy Shoyim Zamazet. But the Rosh says that is Avol Isha, Eini Bechal Abbas. So the Dogma of Avon learned this Rosh Kapshute, that it means that the din of Abbas does not apply to Nashim. Avos was given to men, not to women. Kiryas says a sapsh on the Rosh. Says avada Avos was given to Noshim the same as Anoshim. Avada everyone's mechuyev and everyone else is mitzvah. Say Anoshim, say Noshim. We're mechuyev to make sure every isha is mekayim al mitzvah. We're mechuyev to masada, the masada schools for them, whatever people teach them. We're achrayan on women also. Times of Kiveiga, the Rosh is saying something else. The Rosh is saying, the Rosh is saying that the din of Avos only applies to someone who's in the Pasha, someone who's Bechlal that Pasha in the Torah. According to this side of the Gemara, that Noshim are not Bechlal in the Pasha of Yechaltas, the Virach, the Shem Lakecha, or the Torah, the Shanasalach, the women are Bechlal in the Pasha benching, that's why there's no din Avos. But if women would be in the Pasha, rather there would be a din Avos. Here the way he learns the Rosh, he learns the Rosh completely different. You know, the reason why there's no avos by an isha by bechus hamazon is because it's the whole bechus that nashim are part of bechus hamazon midaraisa. That means nashim are not in this pasha. And if nashim are not, anyone who's not in a pasha ish also. And this one, mashal, according to the Kveger, would come out that there's a mitzvah for a kohen, a mitzvah kuna to say bechus kohenim. There's no din avos on that. There's no din avos for a zar for Yisrael to help a kohen through his mitzvah bechus kohenim or do his other mitzvahs. That's the key regel. There's no din avos on someone who's bechal in the pasha. So it's a special svara by bechas hamazon. By kiddush, that women are in the pasha of kiddush, avad there is a din avos. So even if the ish was yetzer already made the raisa, he has avos to help a lady, an isha, be yetzer her mitzvah of kiddush. You hear? The same.
Right,
and they're only doing it. They're only doing it for themselves.
Yes.
They're only doing it for themselves. And Chami, so how does that work? So how does that work? How the Yitzchak Kiyas Shecha? I guess. What are they trying to be Yitzchak? They're not Muchiv anyway. They're trying to machnas themselves in the midst of like an ish. So Benegir, what they're trying to machnas themselves in the midst of like an ish, there will be avos for that. We'll treat them like an ish.
But are they in the parasha?
No.
Every mitzvah says my grandmother. They are.
Well, if they're potter, they're mufka from them entirely. So why are they doing it? They're only doing it because according to some mishnah, it's machlekes yishanim. If you can make a bracha on that, some mishnah hold that they can machnas themselves in the mitzvah. They're not mechuyev, but they can machnas them. They can put themselves in the mitzvah like an ish. So they put themselves in the mitzvah like an ish, and mainly you'll have benegiyah that looking at it that way, they'll be avid. I'm sure that works. So according to the Kerega, it's not shreya, this whole problem. If an isha is not saying mayiv yet, and she's mechuyev in deraisa, there will be a din avos. There will be din avos because the only time there's no avos is on benching, on bechas hamazon. Something that isha is not in the pasha. She's not in the pasha of the Torah's mechayev bechas hamazon in deraisa. That is no din avos. That's why she cannot be made tzinish. So it comes out. We have an interesting machlokes, Dogma of Avva, and the Kivya get Pasha had to read the words of the Rosh. Again, we'll say if he wants to look in the Rosh inside. The Rosh says, Ishleim the loy dummy. He explains that Ish is chayiv midin koisoyev and zelazeh. Abu Isha ain't a bechal ho avis. Lachach ain't a metzian la misha chayivim with a banan. The Ish is not bechal ho avis. So the Dogma, in the emphasis, the hay is a little bit mashmag of Kivya. If it would say, a little bit dicta, because if the Rosh would say, Avil Isha in the Bechal Avis, Isha is not Bechal Avis without the hay, then you would say, it's a colony to get in. Isha is not in the Klal of Avis, the way the Dagom of Av understood it. But the Rosh says, that the hay idea, it's a hay idea means a specific din of Avis. Avil Isha in the Bechal Ho Avis, but Isha is not in the Klal of this Avis. Of the Avis, meaning this Avis. And Dr. Kivik doesn't mean she's not Bechal Avis at all. The Din of Chayisoyev and Zangzeh goes on Isha also. Just in this Avis, they're not Bechal. Why? Because they're not in the Pasha, Bechas Amazon. So that would be the Nafkamina. The Kivik brings a Raya to the way he understands the Rosh from Pesachim and Megillah that he tests. The Gemara says in Megillah that a Cheresh Hamadav Vein Shemeya. If Cheresh could speak, but can be Shmei cannot be Moiti some of Mikra Megillah. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? It doesn't mean that because he's not a badass, a Cheresh which is Medaber who can't speak is a badass. He's a badass, and he can speak. He could say it, and we could hear his laming. Let's take the lame beautifully. Let's say he lames the Megillah beautifully. Why can't we be here? What? Right. Yeah, right. Someone's almost the same, but he can't. Right. That's how he knows how to speak. He knows how to speak. He cannot be Moiti someone. So Pshat the Gemara is because kedei to be yaitz to the Megillah, it's not enough for yourself. It's not enough to lean the Megillah yourself. The Gemara says it has to be ad shemiel oznai. He has to hear it. The person leans the Megillah very low, and he doesn't hear himself, he's not yaitz. So that's Pshat the Gemara. When this cheresh, as loud as he leans, he's not going to hear it. As a Megillah, he cannot be yaitz to the Megillah. So someone that cannot be yaitz to the Megillah, he cannot be mighty somebody else. So you see this decide. Avada Cheresh Medavin Shemei is Bechal Abbas. He's definitely in the Pasha of Chayisoyev Mzengazeh. But since he's not in the Pasha of Mikra Megillah, since he cannot be Yitzah, he cannot be mighty somebody else. That's the way, where we get this decide. Kirega says that's the way he learns the Rush. We see that this Gemara is the way that Kirega is learning the Rush. That someone who's not in the Pasha cannot be mighty somebody else. And it's really a bigger chiddush because you would think a cheresh medav v'ein shemeya is in the pasha. He is in the pasha. He's mechuyev. He just has a practical problem, a technical problem. He can't do it. He's an ayinus. So you see even a bigger chiddush. You see someone that's an oinus and has a technical problem and can't and cannot do it, he also is mufka from avos. If he can't do it in a practical application, he's not considered in the pasha of the chiyuv because we pass oinus. Even if it's because of an oinus, a technical problem, he cannot be mighty somebody else. Malkaponim, this is the way the Kriyah learned in the Rush. He says it's a riot, not like the dog of Mavavas Pshat in the Rush. So somebody asked, what's the riot, not like the dog of Mavavas? Maybe both halachas are true. Maybe, first of all, someone who's not in the pasture, like a Cheresh and Medabi and Shemeya by Mikra Megillah, maybe he has no dinavis. And maybe we have another klal also that Noshim never have a dinavis. All you see from that Gemara is one halacha. How do you see not the other way? But I think Pasha Kivega means, since it's Mukhach from the Gemara, this Yisoid, that someone who's not in the Pasha doesn't have Avos, is a meaning that you have, there's no reason to learn in the Rush differently. The Rush's whole Raya was from this Kasha. Why are Anashim not able to be Maitzi Anashim in Bechus Amazon? So from that Kasha, the Rush is Machadish, these words, Avishin Bechachal Avos. But in the Rush, all you have to learn is this Yisoid that we see in the Gemara Megillah. Is it mainly you don't have a riot to the dogma of Avos then?
Why do you
want to
say Noshim? What?
Where
I want to tell you that
you're
going to
say
Noshim,
why do
you
want to
say that? Noshim would be
able to. Why do you want to give a case of Cheshon Zavin
Shemeh? Why do you want to say Noshim?
Okay, Noshim is actually, there's another one, Sukkah, the famous Bahag, that it's a Zilzal. For the Noshim to Maitzi Noshim. But okay, I hear, but the nice thing more brings this case, the Chereshim Adav Eine Shemeya. That's good. Then the Kivega brings another Raya, which is the Chere Goa Befesh Raya, Nali Dagam of Ava. The Gemara says in Baruch Asaf Hem Ches, the Maitz of Yanai Malka Malka Sakish Ruifta Adobi. Yanai, the Melech, and his wife, the Malka, they ate. And after they ate, Yanai said, who's going to bench for us? That was the day that Yanai killed out all Chachmei Yisrael. There's a Rashi killed all the Chachmei Yisrael, whole nice the Gemara and Kedushin, that they want the Pasum and the Kahuna, and he went and he killed all the Chachmei Yisrael, but after he did that, he realized he was going to bench for me, because Yanai was a big Amaretz, he didn't know how to bench, every time he ate, he had to call in somebody to bench for him, and today he realized, hey, he just killed out everyone, who's going to bench for him? So the Malka told him, if I bring you someone to bench, make a shvu, you're not going to kill him, because she hid away somebody, she hid away her brother was Shimon ben Shetach. And she hid him away, and she made Yanai make a shvua that he won't kill him. Yanai made a shvua, fine, I won't kill him, bring him out. They brought out Shimon ben Shetach, and the Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach, he drank a kais yayin, and the whole maisa, but he didn't eat. And he went and he benched for them, and he was moitzi them in Bechus Hamazon. The Gemara says that Shimon ben Shetach did his own shita. Shimon ben Shetach held that you could bench for somebody without eating at all. And really, we paskin, if you want to be moitzi someone that's mechivin deraisa, at least you have to eat a kazayis. Shimon ben Shetach, the Gemara said, did wrong according to Rabbanan Shita, that you have to eat at least the Kazayis. About Gaponin, you see from the Gemara that at the show, if you would have eaten the Kazayis, Shimon ben Shetach was able to be Maitzi and Isha. He was Maitzi Yanai's wife, the Malka. So you see, not like the Dagom of Avos suffix that what Dagom of Avos wants to say, there's no Avos by an Isha. You see, an Ish is able to be Maitzi and Isha, even though the Ish is not Mechuyiv, and the Isha Ekadei Sviya. The Isha is Mechuyiv Midir Isa. And Shimon ben Shetach was Maitzi or Bechus Hamazon. How was Shimon ben Shetach Maitzi Bechus Hamazon if he wasn't Mechuyiv? So this is a kasha on the Dogma of Avos. So the Hagoyah is from the Pshleim Eger on the Kivega, and Shus Kivega, and the Pshleim Eger, the Kivega's son, wanted the answer for the Dogma of Avos. And maybe that Gemara is different. Because in that Gemara, Shimon ben Shetach was Mechuyiv to bench to be Maitzi Yanai. The zikh was a din avos to be mitzi yanai, which is a zaviya tiny shem egg was a zaviya chiyu deraisa. So Shimon ben Shetach did have like a dev chiyu deraisa to be mitzi yanai. The meila, since he was getting going benching mideraisa to be mitzi yanai, the meila the issue was able to listen to that because it wasn't deraisa and be yitzum yidin shem ekayin and without avos, she doesn't need avos because he benched mideraisa. That's his chab. So what happened with Kivega? What was Kivega's guy? So I think the Kivega held that even if Shimon Shetach is Mechuyiv Midin Avos and Deraisa, but he wasn't Mechuyiv Midin Bechus Hamazon and Deraisa. To be Yetzah without Avos, just to be Yetzah Shemei Kainah, you have to hear the Brach you Mechuyiv in. you mechuyev in this bracha v'chalta v'svatei racha. You mechuyev, the Torah said someone that eats has to bench midraisa, and that the isha wasn't hearing. She wasn't hearing someone that was benching midraisa because of a chiyuv deraisa of benching. She was hearing a chiyuv deraisa of avos. Shleimeg wants to say zog mavava holds that's enough. As long as you're hearing a chiyuv brichas amazon deraisa, koyso erim zangazeh, that's enough to be yotze midin shemekarin without avos. So the Kriyega came and zog, and Kriyega holds you have to hear mamish. If you're not going to have avos and you want to be yotze shemekarin, you have to hear mamish the bracha yimuchiyavin. You have to hear someone make the bracha yimuchiyavin. You like it? You don't like it?
Why does it rhyme that a woman doesn't have avos? I mean, if a man has avos, I thought if a woman isn't shaykh an avos, then she can't be much to someone else. But if a man is, why
can we only see a woman if she's in the parasha of Arvus?
For a man to be much a woman, it sounds like you're saying both of them have to be.
If you're not going to hear the bracha that you're mechuyev, if someone's chayav the raisa and he makes a bracha, someone else chayav the raisa could hear it and be yetsa because he heard the bracha is mechuyev and shemei kain is yetsa. But if he's listening to bracha that the person's making that's not chayav to make the bracha, that's not shemei kaina, because you're not hearing the same bracha.
You're saying the kasha don't involve because there are rumors that Isha is not shayav to harvest.
Right. That's what he learns the Rosh. That's what he reads in the Rosh.
Why would Shetach was lazy to her? You're right that she is.
Right. So how else was according to Kivega, there is a novice by Nashim. So and if Kivega brings a raya from Shem ben Shetach, how is he might see Nisha?
If Reuven is Moitzi Leah, why is it a raya? Leah's shining artist. Reuven has been shining artist.
Also, what artist does the person be Moitzi, not the person saying?
Well, both you have to be an Ariv on him.
Say artist goes both ways.
Right.
Doesn't only go for you to be moist to someone else, but that doesn't be moist to the person. It's all to be equal. That was both ways.
That's
what I
can do
to you.
What?
I've seen each one.
Maybe
it is
not for everybody.
Well, that's the moment of the topic, because really all you see from the. You're talking about, even the way he went in the rush, all you see in the rush is.
That
Isha has no avos for a man. Zogmar Klaz is work the other way. The Isha have no avos on Isha.
They
say you have to be machmir in
it.
If men dive in Ma'ariv and Shul, and they're Yitzhak Kiddush Dereis, according to Magen Avraham, and now they come home, the only Mechuyev in Kiddush Rabbanon, how would they might see their wife who's the Chayiv in Kiddush Dereis? So Zogim Bava says that you have to make sure the wife dives Ma'ariv first. The Kiveg is Chayiv. The Kiveg learns the whole halacha. Definitely there is the Navis. You can be might see an Isha, even though you're Chayiv in the Bonon, you can be might see an Isha in the Navis on Hechiyah Dereis. But if you want to be Machmed, Zogim Bava, the way he learns the Rosh, that there's no Navis, you have to make sure that the wife that is married first. So nice, the Wasp Shan developed, the developed not so machmir on this. So like someone said, one Aesir could be, there's a Kivega someplace else. Like Kivega wants to say on this Magen Avraham that says that he uses the Kiddush to write with Tefillah, so Kivega wants to say it's the same thing if you say Good Shabbos. The Hope Shan Magen Avraham is, all you have to do is Zachos Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, you just have to mention Shabbos. So you say Good Shabbos, you mention Shabbos, you use the Kiddush to write the by mentioning Good Shabbos. As a man, you just make sure the wife that she didn't have a marriage, at least she says Good Shabbos. So I also tell my basically before I say, what's the most important thing of the week for a lady? And Chari was Ma'ariv on El Shabbos. They said, what's the most important greeting of the week? When a wife greets her husband, what's the most important greeting? Is it good morning or how was your day? No, the most important greeting would be saying Good Shabbos Friday night to make sure that she's there to kiss her eyes in order that she should know whether she should then be able to yet kiddush kishabanan within Shemekaina. There's other system also. There's someone at Taina, the Bialach, I think, speaks about this, that even the Magen Avraham says that you used to kiddush the Raisa by Tfilah. We have a machoikus poskim, how we pass them, machoikus gemara, machoikus how we pass in mitzvahs kavana. If you hold mitzvahs kavana, most people when they daven mariv, they don't have kavana to be yitzhak kiddush. So if you're not machavim by mariv to be yitzhak kiddush, you're taken next yitzhak kiddush. So when you come home, you're machavim kiddush deraisa. So it's very good. You're machavim kiddush deraisa, you're machavim kiddush deraisa.
Tell them to take the
Yeah, unless well, they don't have to think. They could be the same thing that you did in Tfila. There's a Chayyodim that explains. You know, if the Choshes, the Shulchan Aruch means both days. One day in Shulchan Aruch is Mitzvah Kavana. Are people mechavim by Kiddush to sit down and think? You know, that I'm going to Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush there. Kiddush the Tayyur. But the second Shemichah, people Mavil, people mechavim. So the Chayyodim says that by most mitzvahs, even without thinking, it's automatically kavana. So it goes, why are you there? What are you doing? Why are you there holding a kaisa and making kiddush and everyone's standing, everyone's listening, or sitting, look back, whatever they're doing, and doing kiddush? It's automatically understood. You're doing it for the mitzvah. So the kavana of mitzvah chaskavana is automatically built in. When you take a woman esrog, it's automatically built in that, you know, even if you're not thinking, you are doing it for the mitzvah. What else are you doing it for? But over here, when you're davening Ma'ariv, it's not automatically built in that it's mitzvah cheskavan, that's for kiddush v'ket. I'm davening Ma'ariv to daven, to tfila. You have to stop and think for poil that I also want to be mekayim kiddush. As a mingle, most people don't think that. So if you hold mitzvah cheskavan, that would solve the problem also. There's one more taina. It's both the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Shem, Yesh, bring the both days in Hilchos Krishma, Siman Samach. Do you have to be mechavim before Krishma? I'm going to be mekayim Mitzvah Krishma Deraisa. The Shulchan Aruch means both days over there. No, we should be machme. We should be machme Mitzvah Krishma Kavana. We should.
Which way is
machme? To have Kavana. To have Kavana. There's one more taina on the Zagam of Avah, the Mechus Chinuch. Mechus Chinuch has a kasha. There's a Gemara in Avi Pesachim. The Gemara says that the Kish Deraisa, you have to mention Seich Netzis Mitzrayim. Gemara is a pasuk. And a lot of, we know many mitzvahs of the Torah are all telling you Netzis Mitzrayim. This is one of them. Kiddush also, it has to be mentioned Seich Netzis Mitzrayim. And tying it the Mechus Chinuch, all the price can be in this down. The Rif, the Rosh, no one's chinuch on this Gemara. Sefesh Halacha. There's a mail tying it the Mechus Chinuch. How can the, it's a kashan of the Magen Avraham actually. How can the Magen Avraham say that he used to Kiddush Deraisa and Tefillah, and davening we don't mention Seich Netzis Mitzrayim? So if we don't mention Seich Netzis Mitzrayim, how could you say you Yaitzah? Sefesh Gemara, that for Kiddush you have to mention Seich Netzis Mitzrayim. By Kiddush we do say Seich Netzis Mitzrayim. So we are Yaitzah. You're looking to say that? Agopanim, according to this, mice and Magen pass it that way, but according to this Kasha on the Magen Avraham, we taka are not Yaitzah to Kiddush Deraisa by Tfilah, so that also helps the problem. That also solves the problem that we that you can make Sinisha. It's getting a little late, but it's just to be miyashim minig oilam. That how according to the there's many tshuvos. Minig oilam is I think many women do not daven ma'ariv, and the husbands do. So the husband was there to the rice, and he comes home and he's made Sinisha's b'chuyin kish the rice. So how does that work? So we're just trying to say different tshuvos. One tshuvos will be even though. There's a Magen Avraham, but there are kashas on it. Another teretz is the issue could be Yitzchak by saying good Shabbos. And the other teretz is the Kivega's Chanuk on the whole Dagon Vavah to begin with. Kivega holds it is the novice. You can't be Maitzi and Isha Mederais even though you were Yitzchak already. Dereisa. So different. But Machayr, it is Kedai. If a person wants to be Machmir, like the words of Dagon Vavah, that Isha should have a Meir before Giddush. Okay. Just a little late, but this, I wanted to say a quote of the teretz that we learned yesterday. This famous kasha, at the end of the Seder, we have the mitzvah, the Eibishter gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah, u'namalta mitzvah lachsa, the mitzvah mila. The Torah says, Avraham ben tishim v'teisha shonim b'moli b'tzal lachsa. Avraham Avinu was 99 years old, and he was the kind of mitzvah mila. So the Vusta kasha, the Gemara says in Yuma, that the Ovis, Avraham Avinu was mekayim kor Torah kula. Avraham Avinu was mekayim kor Torah kula his whole life, why was he not mekayim the mitzvah mila? So one Torah they want to say is, because there's an aveira to be chol v'atzmai. And as I, he didn't have a mitzvah mila, in fact, the mitzvah mila, there's no itza chaval, no itza of bichaval. Okay, that's the mitzvah. But a person has no mitzvah mila, he can't be chaval himself. He can't make a wound in himself. That's why Avraham Avinu didn't do it. Oh, but that's really a shvachat eretz l'chayer, because chaval, the itza to bichaval atzmai, avada is not when you're doing something good to yourself. A person is allowed to give himself an injection if it's for his health, even though he might believe from it. If it's for his own good. So the same thing over here, Avraham Avinu, who's coming to be Mekayim Koto Kulin, he was coming to do a mitzvah mila, that would not be chayil v'atzmai. That's one of the best words. There's a Lamdash test like that. But my father showed me the other day a very interesting test from the Torah, from the Baal Tanya. And say for Torah, I'll say the Pashiyas. He explains that there's two yinim of mingla. This is the mingla of the maltim, maltim is psal aschem, the regular mitzvah mingla, and there's another mitzvah mingla, maltim es olnas levavchem. The pasuk says, maltim es olnas levavchem, which pshuta goes lost to lovai. The Eibush is going to take away the olna of the heart. What does that mean? The chayim is lost to lovai, will be in my jager, the Eibush is going to take away the tint of malev, the Eibush is going to take away chayis di etzahara. Let's take away the Olas Halev. The Derech HaKlal, the Ramban explains, is going on Olas Halev. The Derech HaKlal, most people don't reach this, the Rabbein Yerin is Mashma in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, that people can't reach this Madriga themselves also in this world. But the Pasha means, the Ramban says it goes Olas Halev, this is going to happen. They're just going to take away the Olas of Avchem. To a certain extent, take away the Yitzhar. So the Torah says, Avraham Avinu was working, that was one of the few people, or maybe the only one, that worked on himself his whole life to reach his madrig himself of a maltim as almost of Avchem, take away the own of his heart. And at that point, also I want to say one more thing. There was this mashma from the Torah that he's asking a different kasha also. Besides the kasha, why didn't Avraham Avinu do the mitzvah before, the way he was makam kara tokunga, why didn't he do it earlier? The kasha is, why did Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't give him the tzivui until he was 99 years old? We find that the Eibishter kept most mitzvahs Matan Torah, but this one mitzvah he gave to Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah. If the Eibishter is giving this mitzvah to Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah, why didn't he give it to him when he was younger? So for these two kashas, the Torah wants to explain that Avraham Avinu is working on his whole life to reach this madriga of a maltim, it's almost a vavchem, to take away the olam from his heart. And he reached this madriga at that point when he was 99. And the moment he reached that madriga, Avraham Avinu wanted to be Makasha, the mitzvah Mila L'matim, the mitzvah Mila L'mayim. It's called the mitzvah Mila B'guf and the mitzvah Mila B'lev. He wanted to be Makasha, and Abichasiz is in it to be Makasha, these two mitzvahs together, do them at the exact same moment. So, and this is the other Kasha also. At this moment, when Avraham Avinu reached the Madriga of Matim as Olas of Avchem, that's when the Eibishter told him, also at this time, go be Ma yourself. That's why the Eibishter didn't give him the mitzvah early, because the Eibishter was waiting to reach the Madriga, he should be Makayim, both mitzvahs B'rega Achas. Pregachas, he was Makai in both these in any meaning of almost a ghost and almost a lip.